Christianity is not a life of struggle. That's why God has given us his grace, so that we enjoy a free flow of his kingdom.
Join Prophet Simon Thomas of Glory Carriers Ministry International as he brings you the divine word of God in its simplicity.
Thank you, Holy Spirit. All right, let's get into the word.
You're my all in all. You're my father and my friend. You're my friend. You're my all in all. You're my father and my friend. You're my friend. Revelations 1 and 17. We want to talk about the wonders of his glory. The wonders of his glory. And when I saw him, John the Beloved, he's the one that wrote this part of scripture. He said, when I saw him, I fell at his feet as dead. When I saw him, I fell at his feet as dead. But he laid his hands on me, saying to me, do not be afraid. I am the first, and I am the last. And something popped up in my spirit. Because if you look at Revelation 5, let's see from verse 10. I hope I'm right. It's okay, I'll just be going back to verse 7. Go to verse 7. Alright, go back to verse 6. Go back to verse 5. Alright, so go to verse 4. There's something that happened here that's getting me quite confused. But not confused. It says, so I wept. Verse 3, so that you see it properly. Verse 2. Okay. This guy was back now. Then I saw a strong angel proclaiming with a loud voice. With a what? Loud voice. Who is worthy to what? Open the scroll. And to lose its seals. Alright? So, John the Beloved is telling us he saw an angel. Strong angel, he said. Keep this in the TV range. I saw an incredible, powerful angel, so that you understand it better. Proclaiming with a great and loud voice, who is worthy to open the scroll and break its seven seals. When you say strong angel, amen. So, if a big angel, so great, the angel looking so big, and etc. They're probably beautiful. Angels are very beautiful. Next verse scripture. It said, but no one can be found living or dead in all of creation. No one was willing to open the scroll and read its content. If you look at this with NKJV, you understand it better with the TPT for this particular part of scripture. In NKJV, it said, no one was able to open the scroll and break its seals, right? So no one in heaven or earth on the earth was able to open the scroll and to look at it. That 7 seals, I think, is the next part of scripture or in other renditions. So go back to the TPT. So no one in heaven or on earth, say, but no person could be found, TPT, living or dead in all of creation. No one was worthy to open the scroll, dead or living, right? No one was worthy to open the scroll and read its contents. It was very important that the content, the scroll should be opened and the content be read. Are we together? It was very important. That's part of scripture. This is why I broke down weeping with intense sorrow. Because it was found no one wanted to break open the scroll and read its contents. So I broke down weeping with intense sorrow. Because there was, why would he break down weeping with intense sorrow? Because there's an implication. If they will not read it, if nobody will be able to open it and read it, then there's an implication. That's why John the Beloved was probably crying, isn't it? And the implication is quite, should be quite intense for him to be crying. You know what took this man of God in prayer before he got this encounter was because he was looking for a solution for the present day church, his church at the status quo in his days. Are we together? He was looking for a solution because the church was in despair. They were beating them up, killing them, and all sorts of atrocities were happening to the church. And he was like, God, as the set man, as a leader over the churches, I can't watch people die that bear your testimony. You know, even though he's telling people, that martyrdom is incredible and wonderful, he came to a point that he understood that this killing has become too much for God's people. And it's now become like his grace. And that's why he was praying to God. So for the angel to say nobody is worthy, it means the solution he was looking for had not come. I hope you get what I'm trying to say. The answer to his prayer, because he is in a vision to discover. The reason he was caught up in this vision was so that his eyes would be open to the possibilities of God and he would see a solution for the problem happening to the church. I hope you know that was what drove him into prayers that led him to his encounter of visions. Are you guys getting what I'm trying to explain to you? And that's why he was crying, because here comes a solution. It seems like we have found a solution, but nobody was able to open it. Dead or alive, none of creation were able to open the solution. He couldn't see into the solution. Here's your solution, John, but we can't see into it. And he began to cry, hallelujah to Jesus. Now, why I had to rush to this part of scripture, I haven't read the initial part of scripture that I read, was because Jesus had introduced himself to him, but he still did not understand. Because he was more like in a shock when he saw the presence, the awe of his presence was so glaring before his eyes and went through his soul, of course. He couldn't really contain it. And that's why the first words Jesus said to him was not to be afraid. Now, we are the ones saying Jesus. At that point where he was, while he got that encounter, he didn't know it was Jesus. Let's go back to our part of scripture. Where were we? Revelations what? So you see, it's one, right? Now, what am I trying to say? Okay, go back to where we were. Just hurry. Now, read the next part of scripture. Give me the next part of scripture. See what happened. So I broke down weeping in with what? Intense sorrow. Because there was no one found to worthy to break the scroll and open its content whatsoever. Now, read the next part of scripture. Verse 5. It says, then one of the elders said to me, stop weeping. Look, the mighty lion of Judah's tribe, the root of David, he has conquered. He is the worthy one who can open the scroll and its seals. And its seven seals. He can open the scroll and its seven seals. Next part of scripture. Now, all of these things were expo so that he will understand. And that's why they use the natural genealogy of Jesus. Do you understand what I'm trying to say? He said, then I saw a young lamb standing in the middle of the throne. And that's why I've said this severally, that the reason why Jesus had to come. Now, we commend Mary's virginity. But you see, the reason why Jesus had to come through Mary was because it had to be from the root of Jesse. Are we together? And she's from those people. Are you people get what I'm trying to explain? Not because of she was the holiest and thou and etc. Yet I say we commend her holiness. Thank God. Are we together? But you have to understand this very well. And that's not an affirmation that we can go out being foolish, insane, of course. But so that some of you understand that at this point of your life, even though you have made mistakes, God can still happen through you. You know, look at it now. The Bible says your bodies are the temple of the Holy Spirit. What's the difference between Mary carrying Jesus and you carrying God right now in your spirit, in your body? What's the difference? The only difference is that you didn't carry the infant Jesus, you know. And of course, you what you are carrying, you know, if you look at the experience, what you are carrying is bigger than what Mary carried. You didn't get what I'm trying to say? What you are carrying is bigger than what Mary carried. She carried the infant Jesus who was not glorified yet. You know, in John 6:17, he said, Father, glorify me with the glory I had with you before I entered into the world in the womb of the woman, Mary. Do you people get what I'm trying to say? So when he resurrected, that glory he had with the Father was the glory he kept on our inside. You see that? So what we are carrying today is greater than what Mary carried. Oh, there, Jesus. Do you understand what I just said? That's a very big revelation. Even though it sounds so casual. If I was on TNN, is it TNN they call it? Not CNN. CNN is they are liars. CBN. Okay, yes. not CNN, they are liars. CBN. Amen. Some of you are wondering when I'm a politician, but I'm a fan of Trump. Amen. In case you don't know, I know they are denying you visas, but listen, to deny visas and to make your children become men, your boys to become women and women to become men, which one is better? You want somebody to give you, your son a visa to go and become a woman in America? Or you prefer somebody who deny illegal visas so that your son becomes a man in Africa? Not legal visas, illegal visas. You know, we are so controlled by poverty. We are so controlled. I mean, it's spending us because somebody said don't enter our country. You don't have country. And it's not saying don't enter my country. It's saying don't enter my country illegally. And Nigerians are angry because there are some people hiding and doing their things illegally for many years. All of a sudden, the man just comes, show me your paper. Paper not complete. Get out. It's not fair. Some of us are struggling. But paper should be complete. That's all he's saying. Complete your papers. Like in Africa, some of us are driving on the road without complete papers. And we're ready to fight see, it's not only the government that is the problem. The people too have problems. We're ready to fight any police or so. And I was talking to one of my military friends. He said, what is registration of car? Did you register car? I said, yes. He said, I've been driving this car for more than 15 years. I don't know what registration means. Plate number, not at the front, not at the back. He just put logo of the car. That's all. Then his military cap at the front. That's all. No questions. There's when you ask the question that he will be offended. And you'll be in trouble. Now, that doesn't happen in civilized country. Do you know in civilized country, police can arrest soldier? I'm not so sure. Does it happen? Let's know what we're saying. Is it possible? Okay, I think it happens. Because you see, police have to do with law enforcement within the society. Soldiers have to do with external, you know, defense and etc. So, if for instance, a military man goes against the law, he can be arrested. But in Nigeria, if police arrest soldier, that station will burn down. And now it's actually not supposed to be like that. But if you look at the background, there has been a lot of problem unsolved. That's what has made the country like this. For instance, we say police. A military man does not call police police. They have a useless name they call police officers. It's a very bad meaning. Bad meaning. When they call them, the police know it's them. They just want to hurt them at the beginning. Just call them the name. To see whether they'll be hurt. You know, but in civilized countries, it doesn't happen like that. Do you know in this country, police are timing soldiers, soldiers are timing police. That's what is happening in this country. Even civil defense, that one, we cannot even go with it. What are you even talking about? Those are civilians. Hallelujah to Jesus. But in developed countries, you know, things are, you know, sorry if your father is a civil defense or mother is, just being sincere. Amen. They are actually forced people. Amen. Hallelujah to Jesus. It doesn't happen like that. I see Africa angry. I just want to add this while I continue what I'm teaching. They are so angry at Donald Trump. We were celebrating. God is bringing. We all believe it was God that is bringing a man. Everybody said, that's God. That's God. In fact, the great singer, what's that his name? Kim Clement. He prophesied the coming of Trump a long time ago. He said, God will raise a man called Trump, and the Trump shall be a trumpet of God. Christian shouted, yes. Now he has become president. He sounded trumpet of God. We have a problem. Don't you think if they push out, do you know if they push out Nigerians to come back to Nigeria, this Nigeria will change. Well, no, just bring our people back. Come and give us our Nigerians back. You will see pressure on government. Because 90%, even in this church now, 60% of people, I'm sure they want to japa. Low key. They'll be like, Lord, we believe the blessing has no location problem. But in their heart, low key. God, I don't mind a visa to UK. I know if I get a visa, a working visa, prophet will understand. Just come and show him. After all, Dakole is there. Blessing has gone there in prayer department. So, prophet will understand when he's a working visa. We know how to get prophet. Just get the working visa, he will understand. You know, I was talking with someone and she said, people are complaining about Trump. I said, who is it? My sister. I said, why? You say because Trump is becoming so hard on papers. I was like, Is her papers complete? Yeah, I think she just recently made sure everything was complete. See? The man is trying to protect. If all of us have paper in this country, nobody will be killing anybody. I don't know that you're getting what I'm trying to say. There are people in this country without paper. In the bush, Fulanis, bloody fools. Killing people. The way they even kill people, they don't kill their cows like that. They kill their cows with even more honor. If they made sure everybody had papers, this kind of thing, will it be happening in this country? But they don't have papers. They don't even know where they are from. So, if you see someone trying to make his country okay, think. You see, the problem with, you know, they said this before. I hate to say it, but I don't, is it true that if you want to hide something from an African man, put it in a book? Is it true? We reject it in the name of Jesus. But let's assume it's true. See how people are thinking. Do you know if you look at that thing more intently, you will see that it's not a bad policy. Because he's a leader, he needs to protect his country. To himself, some things are odd. You'll be like, why are people running from their country? That's what you may be thinking innocently. I can't run away from my country. But we were like, come and stay in the country now. Is it his country? He's wondering why a human being run away from his country. So he's like, okay, go back to your country and develop your country. And he's telling the president, why is it that you people cannot get these things on your own? Why must we be giving you people? You have a lot of money. In fact, some of us have been stealing from you for years. Get it for yourself. Is that a bad thing? Come on, HIV drugs. It's Bill Gates that is supplying the whole of almost Africa. The whole Bill Gates. HIV drugs. So even if they kill us, we don't even know. Because we don't know what they are putting in the drugs. We just carry and take. Even vaccine, when they wanted to test COVID-19, is us. As long as who do a white man put up my mouth? Now you both do put that, make I take up. It did perfect. You know, the way some people talk is, if a Yumbo man do something, African man won't correct her. Leave her the way white man do her. They know why they do her like that. People don't like research. Do you understand what I'm trying to say? I don't want to think. It's so bad. Are you listening to me? It's so bad. So I was wondering, now everybody's eye is closed to a man that has come and say, okay, abortion, close. The rate of abortion now is reduced. Children that God wants to use are coming out from their mother's stomach now. Probably they've been taking a lot of revivalists back to heaven. They want to come, they'll take them back, we'll cut their lives. They are coming out now. Secondly, he said, girls, there's a policy in the US. There was a low-key policy. In fact, public. They said, listen carefully, girls can enter boys' toilets. Boys can enter girls' toilets. Men can enter children's toilets. Hey, you don't know. Men, like matured man can share toilet with a child. If it's not a demon that lives in your brain, what will make you have such, create such a policy? What are you protecting then? Things like that will happen. He came and he shut all those demonic woke mentality off. And you say God is not using him. So as long as food is in your belly, God is using him. As long as you can japa, God is using him. But now they say, come back to your country and arrange your papers well and go. God is not easy. Because we are used to chua-chua. No, in Nigeria, the police stand on the road. Officer Alpha, hold this one now. Your paper is not complete, but you have 200. Hold on. You think that's how it happens there? In fact, if you give them hold on, you are arrested again. How many crime? Two. You don't have papers, you dead too. How much do you even have self to whom bribe them? So God is using that man. Are you listening to me? He's using him. Don't be confused. Don't worry. If you want Satan to bring the one that will open border and say people should be running and saying men can marry men and women can marry, he will give you that one. Are you listening to me? And somehow, this is not supposed to be part of my teaching, but I'll just add it. I sense a revolution happening in the world and even in our country. I was speaking about it this morning with my wife. I said, I sense something happening. You see, what is happening? You see, that's why they say God is supreme. He's glorious. He knows what he's doing. He can use any situation for his glory. Human beings will think that the one calculating, no, he's just looking at them. He will just be, you know how they play, what's it called? Chess. He's just watching at them. He'll just be removing and putting and putting and putting. I told my wife, I said, I sense a strong revolution. As the coalition and the oppositions are rising, there will be a pressure to live right. The Lord give you understanding. And you'll see a lot of dirty secret coming out. Before they look back to be too late. And we'll keep on moving forward in peace. I sense it so strong in my spirit. But let's continue. Are we together? So John the Revelator, they call him the Revelator, but John the Beloved, of course, he said, then I saw a lamb standing in the middle of the throne, encircled by the four living creatures and 24 elders. He appeared to have been slaughtered, but was now alive. He had seven horns and seven eyes, which are the seven spirits of God sent out to the ends of the earth. We are very ambiguous that you can imagine. You see, if I go into a deeper teaching of this, some of you will be shocked about your personality when I describe it to you. You know, when I was reading the Bible, I found out something so wonderful. When I was reading the book of Proverbs, I saw how that the Bible said, the spirit of man is the candle of the Lord. How many of you have seen that part of scripture? I want to connect it with this just very briefly. He said the spirit of man is what? We're going to continue, but I'll just touch it a little bit. Then we'll continue whatsoever we're trying to explain tonight. Just show you one or two stuff and we will continue. So let's see. It's in the book of Proverbs, isn't it? And I found out that when the Holy Spirit, when the Bible says, say something, they have a language, they have, you know, there's a way they see it rather than the way we see it today in our days. For instance, when the Bible says the spirit of man is the candle of the Lord, the candle is not the kind of candle you know today. Are you here? The candle in their days is the Monera. You know the Monera? Huh? You know the Monera? There's one in the middle and there's three by this side and what? Three by this side. Are we together? So how many is it? Three here. Six, isn't it? And one in the middle makes it what? Seven. So you see that when the Bible says the Spirit of the kind of Lord, even for the Monera. And how many sticks, candlesticks, are on the Monera? Seven of them. Which represent how many? What? The seven Spirit of God. Are we together? You guys get what I'm trying to explain to you now. Now, if you go to the power of scripture, I don't know if you can find it for me. Let me just show you something very briefly. He said, not by power, not by the Spirit. Before you hit that point, see what. That's just an addendum, but I'll just say it. Zechariah 4, right? Maybe we see from verse 1. Just hit from verse 1. If we can't find what I'm looking for, I'll be quick. From verse 1. Zechariah 4 and 1. So verse 1. Don't worry. Hit from verse 1. At the media in this place. Now the angel who talked with me came back and wakened me as a man who is waking out of his sleep. That's our scripture. It says, and he said to me, what do you see? So I said, I'm looking. And it was the last that what? Solid gold. With what? On top of it. And understand seven what? With what? Seven pipes. To what? That's a monera. That's part of scripture. So anytime they say candlestick, London, that's what it meant for in the Old Testament. Are we together? According to their culture, it's not one candlestick we do it today. It's an attempt to show you how ambiguous man is. Big man is before God. Listen to me very carefully. He said, two olive trees are by it, one at the right of the bowl and the other at its left. Next part of scripture. So I answered and spoke to the angel who talked with me, saying, what are these, my Lord? Next part of scripture. Then the angel who talked with me answered and said to me, do you not know what these are? And I said, no, my Lord. Next part of scripture. It says, so he answered and said to me, this is the word of the Lord to Zerubbabel. Now, what was the angel trying to explain? Are you confused? No. What was the angel trying to explain to you? To us? To the person in the vision? The meaning of what he has seen? Are you guys listening to me? Next part of scripture. Two olive trees are by it. One at the right of the bowl and the other at its left. Next part of scripture. So I answered and I spoke to the angel who talked with me. You see now? He saw the monera, isn't it? Are you understanding? So now he wants an answer. So see the interpretation of what he saw. We have established that the spirit of man is the candlestick of the Lord, which is what? Monera. In Bible terms. Are you people getting what I'm trying to say? Which are representing seven spirit of God, isn't it? And now this visionaire is seeing something that needs an interpretation. He's seeing the monera also, isn't it? The pipes, three, then one in the middle. Alright? So I answered and I spoke to the angel who talked with me, saying, what are these, my Lord? That's part of scripture. Then he says, he said to me, do you not know these? And I said, no, my Lord. What a drama. Next part of scripture. So he answered and said to me, this is the word of the Lord to Zerubbabel. Not by might, not by power, but by my spirit, says the Lord of hosts. Pause. Are you seeing something here? He saw the monera. 3, 3, 1, 7 spirit of God. How does that have to do with this kind of interpretation? He said, not by might, not by power, but by my spirit. Meaning when he saw that in the spirit, God was communicating to him that represents my spirit. And according to the Bible, the candle of the Lord is what? The spirit of man. So in other words, we having the Holy Spirit on our inside is we having the possibilities of God moving in our beings. We are walking possibilities of God. In other words, the Holy Ghost on our inside is an indication that God is working in us, not by power, or working through us, not by power, not but by might, but by his what? Spirit. Unto him that can do exceedingly abundantly above all you have ever what? According to his what? At work. What I'm trying to make you understand is that when the Bible says the spirit of man is the candle of the Lord, he's saying the spirit of man is how God can show all of his possibilities upon the face of the earth. The hand of the Lord on that man of God called is it Solomon that wrote the book of Proverbs, or David, is an indication. You know, the hand of the Lord upon him, what he wrote there is not something he got from his own logical reasoning. He got it by the hand of God upon him, by the Spirit of God, the Spirit of prophecy. That part of scripture is prophecy. For the first time when I saw it, I said, that's prophecy. Now, that's not just mercy. Are you guys getting what I'm trying to say? Pointing that the possibilities in man, what you have on your inside, is bigger than you can ever imagine. You know, when I started reading books, one of the books that always got me, you know, quite shocked is a book of E.W. Kenyon. He says very big things about man. Sometimes I begin to wonder, are these things not too much? What is the truth? Are you listening to me? And one of the first things I heard that ever got me confused was when he said, God thinks through my mind. I said, wow. He said, God heals through my hands. God speaks through my voice. I said, wow. The one that got me thinking was the one he said, God thinks through my mind. He said, when I'm thinking, God is thinking. When he's thinking, I'm thinking. When we're thinking, we're thinking. You see that? Who knows the heart of love or spirit of God? And before God, there, he said, the spirit of God searches all things, yet the deep things of God. You see that? But through the man of God, Solomon, when the hand of God came upon him and the spirit of prophecy came upon him, he said, the candle of the spirit of man is the candle, monera, of the Lord. And now Solomon is not telling us the Spirit of God searches all things. I mean, Paul is telling us that the Spirit of God searches what? Yeah, what? In other words, Solomon had seen via prophecy that the Spirit that is supposed to be in man, the actual Spirit of man, if Adam had not made a mistake, the Spirit would have had from the beginning would be the Holy Spirit. That's God's original design. And that's right. That's why right now it is like he wanted in the beginning. We are one spirit with Christ. If it was never supposed to be like that, it would have not happened now. Because when we see something now in God, it is supposed to be like that yesterday. Because God is yesterday, today, and forever what? The same. For God to say we should be one spirit with him today, it means that God wanted us to be one spirit with him yesterday. Is somebody getting on trying to explain it? Very important. For the first time in my life, I saw that that was the spirit of prophecy of Paul Solomon. Believe me. And here we are reading the Bible is saying that the candlestick is an indication that it is not by might, it is not by power, but by the Spirit, says the Lord. Of course, Zerubbabel was getting a solution for something. God showing his possibility. God was giving him an answer that it can happen. He was thinking it wouldn't happen, but God is saying it can happen. And it will only happen by my Spirit. But guess what? That Spirit lives in us. We can cause it to not do. Do you understand? Do you understand how I'm trying to explain to you? That sometimes why you quarrel is because you don't know God. You've not really understand what is on your inside. Why you fight and even dare to insult is because you don't know God. I tell you the truth. Or because you are unconscious of his strength on your inside. How can I fight when I have what can cause, what has the potency of causing a tornado, a storm? The Bible says, out of my belly shall flow rivers of living waters, not dead waters. Rivers, not one river. If river collides together, what happens? A flood happens. It said, when the enemy tries to come against you like a flood, the Spirit of God will raise a standard. So the enemy is not the flood. Like a flood, the Spirit of God is raising a standard. And we have the Holy Ghost on our inside. You know, the point I'm trying to make, That flood will not happen because you wish for the flood to happen. That flood will not happen because you are crying. That flood will happen because you speak. If you speak, a flood will start. The Bible says the standard of force coming from your inside when Satan seems to come against you. It says the standard of strength coming on your inside. The closest to describing it is like a flood. When the enemy tries to come against you, like a flood. The Spirit of God is not going to just destroy him. He's raising a standard of defense. It's like a flood. Do you understand what I'm trying to explain? That's just the closest we can describe. It's bigger than a flood. And that's why some songwriters will tell you, there's a flood on my inside that can flood any flood. Are you listening to me? Coming against me. That if you are the only believer in this world, if you are the only believer, God can through you swallow up the whole world. He said, you are the light of the world. How could you be confused? I was confused. You were never confused, believer. You were never confused because your spirit is the candle of the Lord, is a monera of the Lord that searches all things, yea, the deep things of God. You see that? That's why you are a king, because it's the glory of kings to search a matter. And you have what it takes to search anything. So you are a king, you are a prophet, and you are a priest. We are very big. Little wonder angel said, what is man that you are mindful of him? You have crowned him with glory and honor, set him above all the works of your hands. Don't allow anybody tell you how to see yourself. See yourself from God's word. The word of God is your perfect mirror. As he is, so am I. As he has said, so am I. In the name of Jesus Christ. Now go back to the book of Revelation. Go back to John's experience in Revelation 1. And see that he didn't even know. Listen, brothers and sisters. He did not know that that was Jesus. Listen to me carefully. That this same thing is happening to a lot of people upon the earth today. They only understand the physicality of Jesus. They don't understand the glory in Jesus Christ. The glory in Jesus. They only understand the physicality. Because the Jesus that was praying and saying, Father, bless me with the glory. Get that scripture for me. He said, bless me with the glory I had with you before the world was. It's not the same Jesus that resurrected on the third day. The intensity of glory was very different. And that is why Paul will tell us, 2 Corinthians 5:16, God bless Brother Paul or Apostle Paul. He said, do not know Jesus. Refuse to see Jesus after the order of the flesh. He said, begin to see Jesus after the order of the spirit. Meaning there was a Jesus, let's see to the TPT rendition, in the order of the flesh. It says, so then from now on, we have a new perspective that refuses to evaluate people merely by their outward appearances. For that's how we once viewed the anointed one. But no longer do we see him with limited human insight. You see it? See the impetus of the writer? And you'll be wondering, is it my Jesus they are talking about? Yes. He was limited before he resurrected. There's something about Jesus that changed. In Hebrews 10:4, he said, Father, he said, in sacrifice of goats and whatsoever, he never had the light. Hebrews 10:5, he said, but a body hast thou prepared for me. You see that? A body, he was existing before a body was prepared for him. Are you people getting what I'm trying to say? And that body was to the end that he can be able to die for man, be buried for man, what? Resurrected. He died as me, not just for me. Do you understand? It's deeper than you can imagine. He died as me, not just for me. When he died, I died. When he was buried, I was buried. When he resurrected, I resurrected. I mean, my sins are totally forgiven. They've been paid for. Do you understand? When he paid for my sins, he did it as me. Not as him, because he's not a sinner. He took upon himself my fallen nature of sin. And took it back to the tree where it came from. Do you understand? And that's what the Bible says in Romans 6. It says, so that the body of sin may be done away with. You know, that is why people don't understand the glory of God. Because we're talking about the wonders of His glory. The wonders of His glory. All they see is the physicality of Jesus, even in Scripture. Little one day I was speaking to them. He said, "You search the Scripture because you want to find eternal life." He said, "I am eternal life." They see, did not understand Him. He said, "I am He." Eternal life is not a theory. It's a person. John 17:3. "And this is eternal life, that you will know Jesus. You will know God through Jesus Christ, through the knowledge of Jesus." John 14 says, "He that seen me," Jesus speaking, "has seen the one that sent me." Meaning, knowing Jesus is knowing God and being imparted with eternal life. Meaning, you cannot walk in the reality of eternal life without the knowledge of Jesus. He is eternal life. As you know Him, you begin to walk in eternal life. In all the possibilities in eternal life. Are you listening to me? That's why when Paul said, "Fight the good fight of faith to the end that you lay hold of eternal life," he meant so that you lay hold of Jesus Himself that has been given to you. Are you listening to me? Very important. So if you keep on seeing only the physicality of Jesus, you will not understand the wonders of His glory. You can just come in a service and go back and think it's a normal thing that just happened to you. That's why people read their Bibles and there's no change. Because all they are seeing is just the letter that kill it. Are you listening to me? They know all the stories of Jesus, where He came from. They've passed all the quiz. Do you understand what I'm trying to say? Yet they've not encountered Jesus. They've gone for seminaries too. Yes, some of them were not trying to mock seminaries. But because all they saw were stories and theories, that's why they come out and still keep on doing the bad things they were doing before they got there. Are you listening to me? They've not encountered the true Jesus. It was the Jesus in the flesh that asked a question. "Who do they say that I am?" He was in the flesh. He asked the question. "Who do you think that I am?" Now, if all to Jesus was what they were seeing, why would He ask such a question? In Matthew 16:16, "Who do men say that I am?" He was asking the 12. Now, if all you are saying to Jesus in those days, if all they were saying to Jesus was what they saw, why would Jesus not ask the question, "Who do you think that I am?" Because if you are not anything more than this, you should not ask a question. And they said, they think you are one of the prophets. He said, "Well, how about you?" They still said, "We think you are one of the prophets." And Peter remembered. You know, one of my folks came to me and said, "Psalm 16 and 17 in some in the three synoptic, in Matthew's rendition, the transfiguration happened after this encounter." I said, "That is not how the Bible is written. Don't be looking for sequence. The transfiguration happened and he heard the Lord on the top of the mountain." That's Peter. Are you listening to me? He had said, "Can I build three temples? One for what? Jesus, one for what? Moses, and one for what?" Not knowing that it has been said that the law and prophet will bear witness to the Son. He had not seen that in Scripture. So God was just fulfilling the prophecy. On the mountain, He saw the law. Someone will say prophet is Elijah. He saw Moses. He saw Elijah. You know, and so people are wondering, before the world will end, two prophets will come. Moses and Elijah. They will explain transfiguration in the book of Revelation. Because you see, the book of Revelation explains the kingdom age through the Old Testament, the days of Jesus, and the days that Jesus was what? Dead, buried, and resurrected. Not the physicality, the back end events. The things happening behind the scene. Are you people getting it? Are you understanding what I'm trying to say? That when we saw Jesus, Moses, and Elijah on a mountain, that's what we saw in the physical. But in the realm of the spirit, something was happening too. Are you guys getting what I'm trying to say? So, God was taking John through this series so that he will understand that all these things that have happened is not a coincidence. That you see, when John saw Jesus, the Bible says he did not still recognize Him. Jesus introduced Himself. He still did not get it. How was I sure he didn't get it? When he didn't see, you know, when the Bible said, "Do not cry, the Lion of the tribe of Judah has prevailed," he still was worried. He said, and he turned to see the Lion. Then he saw the Lamb standing as if it was slain. Do you understand what I'm trying to say? And how did I know he didn't know self? How did I know he had not understood Jesus? Before we even say this one, the Bible said, he was weeping. Yes, when they say nobody is able to break the scroll and open his seven seals, he started crying. If he knew who spoke to him, why will he cry? He didn't understand that the dead man and resurrection of Jesus was the solution. Now look at what Jesus said to him. Give me Revelation 1 and the part of scripture, I think it's 16. Very fast. See what Jesus said to him. When I saw him, he said, firstly, he fell as one dead. The encounter alone should have passed him easy, but he didn't understand what was happening. But he laid his right hand on me and saying to me, do not be afraid. You see, if you really encounter God, no matter the intensity of the presence, fear will not be there. That's why if you think you know God and you have fear, you don't know God. Because if you truly know God, there must not be fear. There's only confidence and sound mind. You know, do you understand what I'm trying to say? Love, confidence, sound mind, not fear. See, these guys, they are proud people. The way they talk about holiness is as if they are the one that started holiness. If you know Jesus, you will not be afraid. The first thing he will always tell anybody that he encountered in scripture is, it is what? Do not be afraid. Even when angels were encountering people in the Old Testament, what would they say first? Do not be afraid. Not when they talk about the presence of God, you see somebody do like this. Say, don't move, else he will strike you. That's not God. He said, come boldly into the throne of grace. Boldly. Meaning walk boldly, not timidly. You think it's when you do like this that you honor God? You can do like this and still go to club after doing like this. But if you truly encounter his presence, you can never go back or change. Are you listening to me? Do not be afraid. I am the first and the last. Introduction, though. Next part of scripture. I am he who lives, who was dead. He still did not catch it. And behold, I am alive forevermore. Amen. And I have the keys of Hades and of death. He still did not catch it. I'm sure if John caught this, when they were saying, nobody has prevailed, nobody can blah, blah, break the scroll, he would have been like, ha, 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 ha. Forget about it. I know something has already happened. He introduced himself to me in the beginning. But he started crying. He still did not catch it. Listen, if the disciple, that's why I say, you need to study the Bible carefully. Some people, when they just carry the Bible, listen, the Bible is the most important document. It's the truth. But most of you, when you carry the Bible, you don't use your brain. You think your brain should be shut down when you carry the Bible. Do you know that there were arguments in the book of Acts? You see, this thing that is happening in the church today, it has happened in the book of Acts. For some of you saying we want the church like the book of Acts, they quarreled. There were disputes. Concerning even baptism, Paul told them, I don't believe in baptism. Some of the 12 said, we believe in baptism. So because you saw baptism in the book of Acts, doesn't mean that baptism is supposed to happen. Because there was an argument. In 1 Corinthians 1, Paul said, I will not baptize with water because I don't understand scriptures that way. But some of the 12 were baptizing with water. Will you now say that Paul is out of his mind? Or probably me too, let me choose what to follow. Now we rightly divide from this point. Revelation is too plenty now for you to keep on using water. Are you people getting what I'm trying to say? And the truth is that Paul had an advantage. He was more schooled in the law than them. So when Paul saw Jesus' coming, he understood that Christ is the end of the law. But them, they were not there. Are you people getting what I'm trying to say? And that's why Peter said that the writing, the style of the writing of our dear brother Paul is wonderful. In terms of grace, he said, but that grace is not a go ahead from God that you see. It is that God is giving you a lot of time to repent. That's what he said in verse 15. Then in verse 16, he said, his writings are quite difficult to understand. And as a result of this, some people have taken it and it is killing them, interpreting it wrongly. He said, they are becoming spiritually ruined. For Peter to tell you that these things are quite tough to understand, even though Peter was being humble, it paints a picture that Peter was admitting that even him too, when he saw this revelation, they shook him. Now listen carefully. That doesn't mean Peter is less in rank because Jesus made him the head of the church. Are you people getting what I'm trying to explain to you? But you see, I was telling my wife, I said, how do I know Peter was supposed to be the good head of the church? I'm not even sure Paul would have handled the case better. Yes, that's what I told her. I said, God knows why he picks leaders. Imagine maybe it was Paul or one of the 12. There were some of them that were fighting. In fact, some of them, when they heard that Paul is preaching, they say, "Is it trap? Is the next trap to kill us?" Peter was the one that gave him right hand of fellowship. He said, "Come." Because God saw that Peter is the one that can handle this case tomorrow. Are you going to get what I'm trying to say? And see what Peter said in all humility. He said, they are quite tough to understand, but I get it. He checked it, he understood. He said, "Fine, what Paul is saying is true." But listen, if you're not carefully understanding Paul, you will misunderstand it, especially some of you that want it to support your sin. And you will be spiritually ruined. But he never negated what Paul was saying. In fact, the Bible says Peter was humbled. Paul stayed with him 3 nights, explaining his beliefs. You know, in our days, if you come and explain something, people don't understand. They say, "Avoid that preacher. He's a heretic. Avoid him." But thank God for Apostle Peter. Are you listening to me? So you see, John did not understand at this point. That's why he was weeping, because he knew that the church, what was happening, please, church, are you listening to me tonight? He said, what was happening to the church? Because I know you're getting confused now. If John truly and the church truly understood what Jesus has done, the book of, see, I don't know how to put it, the experience in Rome would have not happened. In Italy, they would have not died like that. You see, we are celebrating martyrdom too much because we are being conscious of weakness in the church than strength. It's funny the way I'm saying it, but it's the truth. We celebrate, you know, the average Christian is ready to die for Jesus than to live for Jesus. In fact, there are songs. You know, one time I was hearing a service, wonderful service, in my own opinion. But I felt like that was not so necessary. He was singing, if I die, I die, something like that. And I was like, no. He just got married at that time. I'm sure he doesn't want to die. See, the truth is that if there was this on his neck, he wouldn't have died. I wonder how he saw that kind of woman and he's saying he wanted to die. You know, sometimes singing is so easy until you are faced with an experience. Who thinks that brother wants to die now? Is he looking like he wants to die? I mean, he's not looking like he wants to die. He has a long life to live with his wife. It is because in our nature, we were not designed to love death. We were designed to love life. Death is not part of our DNA. Yes, we're not designed to die. We're designed to live forever. Guard the way to the tree of life so that Adam will not eat and live forever. Why? In a forsaken, in a bad state. So guard the way to the tree of life. Guard it. That's what God said. He said so that he will not eat and live forever. We're not designed to die. And guess what? We've eaten from that tree in the New Testament. We have life eternal. And that's why anybody that dies in the New Testament did not truly die. Paul interprets it as to sleep. Yes. But of course, Paul still told us that you don't sleep early. If you see somebody sleeping by 6, there's a problem. Are you sleeping by 6 p.m.? What? Some of us, we used to sleep by 2 a.m. In fact, some of us is close to when the clock just goes, that's when we start sleeping. Do you understand what I'm trying to say? Take sweet. Nobody likes to die. You see what this religious thing was saying? It's just fake. We are all not happy. If you don't die, say, hey, you don't rest. No cry for him. He's happy for you. He's happy where he is. No lie. He's not happy. You know, we use all these things to console ourselves, but it's not. Who wants to die? You want to die? Somebody is 100 years, today is indeed. You see the man moving. Why are you moving like that? You're 100 years. No. This will keep you in shape. Do you understand what I'm trying to say? Everything is for life. Like, why are you to live? Why are you going to the gym to live? Why do you have a personal doctor? To live. No system to support death. Nobody wants to die. Do you understand? That's why in the days of Jesus, nobody died when that he was aware of. Do you understand? Nobody died. It was when he left that people said, nobody died. Peter's mother-in-law was sick. Mother-in-law, Ira. Hey, your mother-in-law will be sick. You'll be there saying, I love you. Yeah, yeah, boy. He healed. He used Jesus to heal. He had a relationship with Jesus and his mother-in-law was healed. And he continued mission. That's why his wife did not disturb him. Because he was providing healing. Do you understand? Now let your father-in-laws and mother-in-laws not be sick because you are there. Do you understand what I'm trying to say? If not, you say, I love you, I have a vision. If you have a vision, prove Jesus to them. Heal your mother-in-law. Say, I love you. Yeah, yeah, you cannot heal anybody. Now, not just that. When Lazarus died, Mary said, Master, you came late. You came late. You said, what those women cry? Women talk. Yeah, yeah, talk. Master, also put the blame on Jesus. You came late. And Jesus was just looking at her. It's not an emotional, all those useless emotional mismanagement. Say, don't worry. Firstly, she has put the blame on Jesus, but she's now saying, don't worry. On resurrection morning, we know he will come back on the day of resurrection. Is that a doctrine that you believe? Why are you pretending that you don't know that there's such a thing as a resurrection morning? It's there now. But what happened at the end? Jesus did not say, okay, doctrine sealed, dogma sealed. He said, oh, Father, I thank you because you always hear me. He said, go and open that place. Open it. You know, if it's faith, some of you say, Lazarus, come back. He said, open it. Open. Open first. Because he was sure Lazarus would come out. If you have faith, when they say faith without work is dead, they don't mean when you are in faith, go and start hustling, which is part of it in terms of business. If you believe you have faith, malaria symptoms may be come, may be happening to you, but you stand up and come to church. Why were you not in church? I have malaria symptoms. Look at, and you are a pastor. Pastor, as I'm talking to you, I'm in the toilet. My body is shaking. Come to church, let that body shake, let's see. You will see the wonders of his glory. You know, when you have an having signal and it's Tuesday service, you should be happy. Whether it's wheelchair, let them bring you to church. You should be happy. I'm sick on Monday. Tomorrow is Tuesday. Hey, thank God. The way you come that day, there's a way you'll be receiving. So expecting that a solution will come. Not just that. When the woman, that lady died, that young lady, forgotten her name. When she died, Jesus said she's not dead, she's asleep. Nobody died when he was alive. He was not having burial services, he was having resurrection services. Do you understand? Do we have that generation rising in this place now? I mean. You see by the seventh spirit of God. Wisdom, understanding, counsel, mind, blah, blah, blah. All feed on your inside. You are how God shows his possibilities. That it is not by power. It is not by might. It is by when Pastor Ed comes and says, let there be light. And when he speaks, we will see the extent of his glory. Unto him who can do exceedingly abundantly above all who have ever what? According to his word. And walk through us by our words. Speak God's word. And that's why in Hebrews 2 he said, hold on to your confession of faith. Hold on. Let's see in Hebrews 2. Is it 2? Is it 2? 2, 2, 2, 2, 2, 2, 2, 2, 2, 2, 2, 2, 2, 2, 2, 2, 2, 2, 2, 2, 2, 2, 2, 2, 2, 2, 2, 2, 2, 2, 2, 2, 2, 2, 2, 2, 2, 2, 2, 2, 2, 2, 2, 2, 2, 2, 2, 2, 2, 2, 2, 2, 2, 2, 2, 2, 2, 2, 2, 2, 2, 2, 2, 2, 2, 2, 2, 2, 2, 2, 2, 2, 2, 2, 2, 2, 2, 2, 2, 2, 2, 2, 2, 2, 2, 2, 2, 2, 2, 2, 2, 2, 2, 2, 2, 2, 2, 2, 2, 2, 2, 2, 2, 2, 2, 2, 2, 2, 2, 2, 2, 2, 2, 2, 2, 2, 2, 2, 2, 2, 2, 2, 2, 2, 2, 2, 2, Hebrews 2:2. You know, the revelation of that scripture hits me this morning. See, for the word spoken through, go to verse 1. Therefore, we must give the more earnest heed to the things we have heard, lest we drift away. Next part of scripture. Next part of scripture. Is it this part of scripture? Hebrews what? 10:23. Okay, 10:23. I want us to read together. I hope that's it. 10:23. Let us hold fast the confession of our hope without wavering. For he who has promised is faithful. Why are we still speaking it? He is faithful. He's faithful. Keep on talking it. He's faithful. Hold on. Don't stop talking. Why? He's faithful. For God cannot lie. He's not a man that he should what? Not the son of man that he should what? Change his mind. He doesn't change his mind. He's faithful. Keep on talking. They say what? Because God is what? Faithful. You pray about a matter. Keep on talking. Why? He's faithful. It will come to pass. They say, why do you think it will come to this point? Yeah, it will come. Keep on being faithful. I wish this is somebody will hear this now online, offline. Listen, when it's delayed, that's why Kenneth Hagin taught us years ago. He said, faith and patience are twin brothers. When it seems like God is delayed, he's preparing you. I tell you the truth. I tell you, keep on talking and it's not working. Watch out. Have a secret place. You can't be confessing. Listen, your confession of faith is not different. Don't do it. Don't be only confessing God's word and not have a secret place where you pray in the spirit. Because if you pray in the spirit, you build up your most holy faith. If you pray, in fact, you have the impetus to confess more when you pray in the spirit. And while you are praying in the spirit, you are getting edified. Tongues edifies the believer. Do you understand what I'm trying to say? And it's in the place of prayers that you receive instructions. So a lot of things happen in the secret place. That's why the Bible says, they that dwell in the secret place of Moses shall abide what? Under the shadow of the Almighty. When you say faithful, it surrounds me like a shield. You are speaking because you know it's truly surrounding you. Why? You have a secret place. But we'll go out boldly and tell people you can't do nothing because my God is alive. We're not just making noise. We have a secret place. When I tell you your God cannot do anything to my brain, if you dare to kill me, you unbeliever. Look at the impetus of David. He said, who art thou on you uncircumcised? He covenant language. Covenant language. Uncircumcised Philistine, he said, that stands. He now looks at the people scared. People who are scared. He said, that stand before the army of the Lord. They were scared though. He's the one giving them a revelation. You stand before the army of the Lord. You uncircumcised. How many years? Less than 17 years. Has a revelation. Less than 17 years. Speaking like 120 years. Why? Revelation. Revelation. What people say, see, my brother, it's not by talking like, the guy is 150, he's 100 years. See, don't be talking like that. Just go and walk out. He has beards everywhere. Walk out. We know you are old and frustrated. It's the truth. Do you understand what I'm trying to say? We are not insulting you. You know, you are trying all this. It didn't work. He said, this is your Jesus. I've tried it before. No, not with revelation. You tried your own without revelation. We have a revelation. We're not doing it like your days. Eliud kept quiet, the Bible said. He kept quiet to hear what his elders would say concerning the problem with you. And the Bible said, when Eliud sat down, being quiet, he was disappointed. When he heard the advice to Job, he was so disappointed. At the end, when elders were done speaking, he said, I thought that gray hair should be reciprocal to wisdom. He said, but I made a mistake. He said, indeed, there is a spirit in man. And the inspiration of the Holy Spirit giveth him understanding. The seventh spirit of God. The Monera. The Monera. The Monera. people there that will make you to begin to walk with the energy of the Spirit. At a very young age, you are using the wisdom of God to do things. We're talking with my wife, and she said something. She said, because I told her we are learning administration from Christ Embassy, so we need to follow. We used to follow their events. Sometimes we learn administration, and we're talking about something that happened lately. She was telling me, Pastor Simon, do you know Pastor Chris's daughter just opened a very big restaurant in Lagos, and she's when they were dedicating, they said for the ministry, but it's her own. I said yes, that's what pastors taught them many years ago, that they should make money for the work of God. I said, do you know the person, pastor, I was not giving her a story, I said the person that started Rhapsody of Realities, I mean the pastor used to, I made the first man CEO of Rhapsody of Realities, that pastor told her to make sure that she sponsors the work far. He left it on her. The lady prayed to a point, God helped her business, she opened one of the biggest eatery in Lagos, and she said for Rhapsody of Reality. I say, and I told her, if somebody thinks like this, why will God not sponsor your riches? We learned this years ago from Androma called financial steward. God wants to trust you with finances. Can God use money through you? I said, that's the kind of people he's raising. Do you know how many people are in tech? Why do you think he will just come up one day and tell you that he has a phone? A church has a phone. A church has their own bank because they know bank policies are becoming stupid. They created their own bank. That's where their money is. You can't do them anything. They have their schools. Do you understand what I'm trying to say? So I told her, I said, look at the glories in man. I like when people are exploring the glory in humanity. That you can wake up one day, you are a multi-billionaire. And when they ask you, say, for the kingdom, I made the money for the kingdom. Do you understand what I'm trying to say? The reason we are waking up late night, sleeping in the midnight, is because you are thinking, I need to become a billionaire. I have what it takes. And you are there, taxing your brain, brainstorming your head, writing things. But what if I do it like this? What if I, you know, as you are taxing your brain, God is, this one is a leader. This one is a leader. What made late David a leader? You people think it was one day David just stood up and stand before that guy. It was responsibility. He was carrying all of them were big boys. In fact, when the prophet came to anoint the next king, because God says from this family, he came there, where are your boys? They brought all the boys, giant looking, carved hair, nice looking, fine wigs. And the prophet said, in fact, there was one he saw according to the story. When he went with the oil, God said, stop! The looks convinced him, said, certainly it must be this one. The way he looks. And God said, no, that's not the one. That's not the one. That's why I always tell some of you who are prayer cocos, you like prayer, but you don't like service. You are wasting your time. He said, God has said to the body of Christ, you are praying everywhere, but come and serve in church. You can't clean church. You can't do this. There's no place for you in God. You know, I've been saying it online for many years. If you really understand leadership, it will start. If God wants to use you, he will give you a responsibility that you may not like at the status quo. David was taking care of the sheep. That's what the father told him to do. He was doing it with the whole of his heart. Listen, there's a power scripture that I showed you. I think I did it one time in the leadership workers training, where I showed you that when David was going to do something, he kept the sheep with somebody. He said, I'm going to do it. He kept it. Two times he kept it before he left. Look at the kind of responsibility. He didn't just say, I'm going to travel. My brother have wedding somewhere. He left the cell with somebody. Do you get what I'm trying to explain? Look at the way he was thinking. Say, wait, young girl, I want to go. What are you? I should be girls. There's a cell. Happening that same Saturday. Do you think that those people are lesser than you going to dance somewhere and eat rice? Which do you think matters to God? That you were there taking care of his sheep. Or you were somewhere cheering one of your cousin. What do you think is... Now, to men, the cheering is okay. But to God, which one matters most? Now, if it's that important, maybe your brother or sister, you cannot hold like David. Keep with somebody. Say, what will happen to this? It will not hold. Have you told them, no, sir, but I'll send a test today apologizing why I did not hold. What? If you were in the days where Samuel was trying to look for leaders, God will push you. You will not only say you are not the one. You say that one, drive him out. But David, while he was doing that thing, the Bible says he did it with the whole of his heart. While he was doing it, because he was so much into what the Father says you do. When lions will come, the Bible says he will kill lions. The determination. Why is his self not working? No, your mind is not there. You have all the excuses why you cannot walk. The slightest excuse why you can walk, you are neglecting it. Why would he say walk? Prayer. That's the only way out. I was talking to somebody in the office last week. He said, sir, in my area, people, their heart is strong like stone. He said, sir, please change my cell location. I said, In fact, that's kind of things I like hearing. You must do it there. You chat wake. You pray, brother. You pray. Call their names. Ah! Oh my God. You know that prayer where you pray, you are sweating, but the sweat is nice in you. You have tears all over your face. You are calling their names. Because you see, you are the one that will walk out the salvation. You don't care what I'm trying to say? You can walk out people receiving Jesus. Do you understand what I'm trying to say? Say, yeah, the guy just received Jesus. You are wow. Anytime God does it, so far you are wow. But you are not so wow. You know what happened. You know what happened. In the secret place. Are you listening to me? In the secret place, something happened. Hallelujah. Prayer is powerful. It's very powerful. You know, some of you are waiting for people to just receive Jesus. For some, it may happen like that. They will just come receive Jesus. For some, the kind of preaching will not preach for them. In fact, the point you will now say, God, let them receive in another church. As long as they receive, no problem. Then they will still not receive in another church. You know, I've taught you before. There is natural system of what we wait for rain for and the rest. And there's another one called artificial. In the natural, rain will fall in due season. In the artificial, you will not wait for rain to fall. You will look for where there is water and drive it to your plants. Do you understand what I'm trying to say? God said, out of our belly shall flow rivers of living water. When you sow the seeds, you have what it takes to water the seed. You told the person about Jesus, you can water the seed of God's word. And when anything tries to come, you can remove it. You have what it takes to remove. Do you understand what I'm trying to say? The word of God will not just go and impart life. You know the Bible said to Jeremiah, he said the word of God is like hammer. It can break. It can remove. It can uproot. You can uproot all the weeds in the hearts of the people. Are you listening to me? Very important. That's how David took responsibility. Never not seen it in God's word. You are not supposed to be poor. You start meditating on scriptures. I was in a vision. And his glory cries. Thank God I remembered it. Thank God. I was working in finances. I was in a lot of money. And as I was working in a lot of money, I said, money, come into the name of Jesus. And I was working in a lot of money. Then I turned back. I saw people looking at me. I said, oh, you're surprised. I said, money comment. Of course, all of you have stopped saying money comment. I tell you the truth. I said, that's why you're not saying money. Then I kept on moving. Money comment to me in the name of Jesus. Now, let me ask you a sincere question. When last did you call money? You have heard theories. Stupid theories online. Data is cheap. They will sow seed to the man of God. Be there. When they sow seed finish, you will come and tell you, go and work hard. Money comment now. Forget about those rubbish. Call the money. If you observe, when you were calling money and now, which one was better? Hold on to your confession of faith, knowing your God is faithful. Money coming now. Your problem is that when you say money coming now, you start seeing money coming like car. Money coming now. Suddenly the job comes. Money coming now. Suddenly the promotion comes. Money coming now. In the name of somebody just looks at you and says, I feel like giving you this. Money coming now. In the name of Jesus. want your money coming now, now. Come to me now, now. Come now in the name of Jesus. Oh, glory. Money coming now. You hold on your confession. You can't say I'm broke. I always have money. I never walk in lack. I have a lot of money for the work of God, for my business, for my family, for my children. I have so much money that if any need comes out in my family, I get it done. I like it. I have a lot of money. I'll build my father's house. I'll build my mother a house. In the name of Jesus, I have a lot of money. I'll get this done. I have a lot of money. Hold on to your confession of faith. He said, Adam, for doing the wrong thing, God did not see you from the sweat of thy labor. Is that how you want to read? You that is in the new covenant. Look at God, he sweat, there's a certain blood started coming out. For your sake, he was chastised. For your sake, those are the chastisements of our peace. The word peace there, I told you, is shalom. It means the money, blessing, money, everything you need. Peace on everything. I refuse to be broke. I tell you the truth. I refuse. I talk wealth. I talk abundance. I dress abundance. I tell you, I don't know, I'm not in that, nobody should pity me. I don't want any people saying I pity you. No, that's not how I want to get my money. You want people to say, hey, yeah, no, not on your heads. In the name of Jesus, wake up and when you iron your cloth very well, in the name of Jesus, you have 500. Take the Bible to your place of work, knowing that before the day will finish, money comes. You know, sometimes it is worse than great wrong situation. You see, this 2000 and my transport for the whole week. You have said it now. You see, this 5000 and my transport for the whole month. Why not doing this? I've calculated 20,000 is my transport, 10,000 is my eating money. See, you've limited. You put God. That's why God, when he saw that widow woman, your situation is not as bad as I would. When she met his prophet, he said, look at how God behaves. That's why the Bible said, before him, mountains keep as lambs. He is not scared at all. No, fear or emotions. He didn't say, hey, yeah, widow woman. No! He spoke to her to the prophet. He said, that's your, what do you have? He said, just a bottle of wine. He said, cook something nice for me. What? She even emphasized, she said, I will eat today and tomorrow. Then me and my son will die. He said, cook something nice for me. I mean, what a joke. She just said at last. Imagine this 21st century on Facebook and VDMs, all this thing. I'm not an enemy of that guy. I'm just saying, for instance, he saw it. He's doing so great. But imagine he sees that kind of thing. Imagine Elijah is a Nigerian. Prophet Elijah is a Nigerian. He has a ministry in Abuja. And goes to a woman on air. Woman, how are you? Fine. What's your problem? This is my last 5K. Okay. So what's your problem? I will eat today with my son and tomorrow will die. Oh, cook something nice for me, let me eat. Hey. Prophet Jacobi will arrest you. Have you ever seen that God did a lot of wonders in scripture? And they did something delicious for him. And when he ate, he said, okay now. He ate, oh, that's it, another problem. Do you? He ate, oh. I didn't even see that problem, Seth. one mind. That is, okay. What do you have? So, 2-3 containers. I said, get many. You have not put anything inside. I said, go and get many. Okay. This is what I'm trying to say. What are you earning now? 50,000. Learn something that can give you 10 million every month. I don't know that you're getting what I'm trying to say now. Now, for what you have, I've given to the things of God, and don't just go and sit and say, I've given. Go and start learning something. Create capacity. What are you creating that God should feel? What is the capacity you are creating? That God should feel? Do you get what I'm trying to say? Now, go and start learning something and tell you something that you know would make you to receive 10 million every month. Nobody in Nigeria is receiving 10 million. You, God just spoke to you. As you are learning and learning, you are learning. The 10 million will not come. They give me 10 million. Go and look for the containers first. When she looked for containers and came, because let me just go according to what you can find. Do you know if that woman knew that thing was going to work, she would have gone everywhere to look for containers. She just went to a few places, came and said, Master, this is all I can find. So, I feel it. The law and the prophet, it was prophetic for us to see and learn. That doesn't mean that we can be doing it only physically. We should be doing it physically alone. God is trying to teach us something. That as long as we are capacitated, we are great. If you read the book of Isaiah, when he wanted to do a new thing, he said, go and extend thy cords, strengthen thy stacks. He didn't say, he didn't give them anything. He said, just go and create capacity. The new thing will come. And the Bible said, oil filled everywhere. And one beautiful thing I saw, he said, close the doors, close. In another part of scripture, he said, close the doors. People will talk, just close the door so that you don't hear noise, so that you can hold on your confession of faith. Close the doors. Sometimes you will speak through father, mother, brothers, uncle, friends. Close the door so that the only thing you are hearing is the word of God. Even Jesus said, send them out. They are talking too much. Send them out. Because it is you that will determine what you want to see. You have to guard your heart with all diligence, for from it flows the issues. The word issues there means limit in Hebrew, the limits of life. What you don't want to see, don't receive. Don't allow it to get to your head. For it is no one gets into the mind of a man that makes him unclean, but what goes out? Guard your guard. That's why there are certain friends you can't have again. Do you understand? Even in business, you have to create a team of your own. You are a city set on a hill. They will not understand why you are talking the way you are talking. They will not understand some of your things, because your ways are not their ways. Do you understand what I'm trying to say? Your thoughts are not their thoughts. Look at this stupid girl. You see what you want to be useless. See your sister. See who she married. You are saying is that person you want to marry. You are a stupid girl. But mommy, the man is not born again. You are a stupid girl. But you are thinking about destiny. I was sharing with the pastor yesterday at home. I said, nobody who ever pursued destiny became broke. They did not pursue destiny to be rich. But when they pursued destiny and fulfilled it, they never were broke. If you are taking money, you will have the money, but it will be very limited. But if you pursue fulfilling destiny, it's not like you are pursuing money. You will get the money a billion times. If not, connect preaching to making money. How does it connect? That I'm preaching, yet I'm a billionaire. Look at some mighty men of God in our country. Preaching only the gospel, they are billionaires. And some people are saying they are stealing. No. If you seek first kingdom, every other good thing that the Gentiles seek, they are seeking. You are fulfilling destiny. And when we say seek first kingdom, we're not saying everybody should come and preach. That's not what we're saying. We're saying the reason why you are pursuing that your career is because you have kingdom in view. You are doing it with a kingdom consciousness. You are not stealing, you are not cheating, you are just doing it the way it's supposed to be. They will say this one will fail, this one, you will not go anywhere. They may be saying you are not going anywhere. You know you are pursuing something. you want to become a part of the kingdom in that office. You may not have all the money they are getting by cheating, but you are representing Jesus, a system, kingdom. Then God said, because I cannot fail, every other good thing, why will I not be weary? I'll not come one day and say, it's like this thing, I'll start doing it, no matter how hunger comes. The Bible said, be not be weary in well doing. What is Satan's job? To make sure you are weary. He will create circumstance. See how God thinks. See Job. He said, look at my son. You know, I was telling my wife, see how God brags with his children. He said, look at my servant Job. I said, don't you think some times when things are going, God, it's because God is bragging with you. He's bragging with you. The Bible has been written. See, we understand. We're just acting the script. When it's tough, be tougher. Be tougher. See, God's principles, they are powerful. He has said it is givers that will never lack. We thought when the woman had her last, he would say give to the woman. He still said the woman should give. These principles have been written for your well-being. The woman, her last, is how do I help her? I have esteemed my word far above all my needs. Now, instead of doing something new, he said, what I have said, do it. What have you said? Givers never lack. My last give. Why will you not lack? Because you cry? Now, that's an act of faith. But why do you walk in faith? Because you walk in faith because God has spoken his word already. Faith cometh by hearing the word. What has already been there? That it is givers that never lack. You have faith for finances. Yes. What will you do? You give. Not just call for money. Now, calling for money is one side of the equation. You have done chemistry, balancing equation. You have to balance it. Every day, money coming. But no, money cannot go away from you. But you want money to come. How? It is the fact. It is when you have given that you have boldness to call it more. One kind. Comment! Now! Because you can't even determine the harvest. Because you have sowed your seed. He said, as long as the earth remains, seed time. He said, then the harvest. No time for the harvest. It can be any time. He said, division, tarry. Tarry with division because it tarried not. You know why many people don't receive believers? They are always double-minded. Double-minded. He said, a double-minded man receives nothing from the Lord. It's nothing. It's not cajoling. It's true. You are embarrassing God if you are double-minded. It's an embarrassment. He said, without faith, you cannot please him. Meaning if you say, God, Equemme. No, Equemme is not a bad song. Get what I'm trying to say? You are singing emotional songs, crying. Any song that makes you feel emotional, you can cry. That does not please him. I tell you, he is not moved. He is moved when you stand with impetus. He said, I'm not giving you the spirit to fear again, but the spirit of God, sir, he wants to see you like a champion, like his son. How will Jesus behave? That's how you are. How will Jesus behave amidst this situation? If Jesus was faced with this situation, what will Jesus do? That's what you should do. What if Jesus hears that he has a carryover? Will he cry? He will smile and say, next semester, I'm shutting this school down. 4 points. The comeback will be massive. You don't start crying. The man is finished. My grace is over. Oh, no, tell my daddy. Jesus will be like, yeah, truth is that I have one or two carryovers, but watch me bounce back next semester. That's if you can tell your father. If you cannot tell him, then action speaks louder than voice. Do you understand what I'm trying to say? O ye uncircumcised Philistine, that stand before the army of the Lord. Meaning, see, there are great things in scripture. Great things. Wonderful and great things. Well, John did not realize. But let's go back to where the aftermath of the encounter, the understanding. He said, when he turned to see the lion in Revelation 5, that prevailed. You see, he saw a lamp standing. I'm sure that's why when it dawned on John, you mean that ordinary death that Jesus died? That I was crying, Daddy! When he told Mary, Mother, behold, beloved, your woman, beloved, your son, son, beloved, your man, behold, your mother. I thought he was just saying goodbye. It was no goodbye. He went to secure a place for us to be existing from. When he saw that, John could not believe it. Something. That's why Paul said the cross is foolishness. The preaching of the cross is foolishness to them that are perishing. As we're saying this thing and they're like, I may forget those people. That's why there's nothing. We are supposed to be wonders, wonders, wonder-working people. You encounter the glory, you are the same. John saw the glory. He didn't understand, but he felt. Because when he saw the same Jesus he saw, he didn't even recognize him. He first fell as one dead. That's the glorified Jesus. He could behold the glory. But when he saw the glorified Jesus in the vision, but he fell. That's the brother, the same brother of Jesus. They came out from the same womb. Different father, the same womb. Meaning he was so familiar with Jesus. Do you understand what I'm trying to say? Now he's seen the same Jesus he was seeing eating, he ate probably with. Do you know Jesus held John like a junior brother? But right now John is seeing his elder brother and he's falling as one dead. See, did not recognize him. That's the glorified Jesus. That's the one we are supposed to understand. And the one we are supposed to be seeing. That's the one that determines your being. I'm saying, in him you live, breathe, and have your being. That's the one we're talking about. He said, when I saw him, I fell as one dead. Next part of scripture. Then he came back and took the scroll out of the right hand of him who sat on the throne. Next part of scripture. Now when he had taken the scroll, the four living creatures and the 24 elders fell down before the Lamb, each having a harp and a golden bowl full of incense, which are the prayers of the saints. Hey! Next part of scripture. And they sang a new song, saying, you are worthy to take the scroll and to open the seals, for you were slain and have redeemed us to God by your blood. Out of every tribe, out of every tongue, out of every people, out of every nation, the prayers of the saints, they were dying, they were suffering, they were in agony. But suddenly when the revelation hit John, some of the elders took harps. Some now brought the prayers. And as they were praising what he did on Calvary, the prayers were rising, the prayers were rising, smelling so nice. Are you people getting what I'm trying to say? The prayers were somewhere stuck. Not until the revelation came. Suddenly those churches under the ground were coming out. That was when it was said, after not long, that king died. And a new king emerged. He didn't even die. That was not what happened. It was said that he now had a vision and saw the cross. And asked who are the people that worshipped. They told him, he now said those people should come. And when they won the victory, he now made Christianity legal. And the sun worshippers started worshipping, started protesting. You cannot just let us down. We have been serving you for many years. And that is what brought about the metamorphosis of sun worshippers and Christians. So they were in the same hall having a service. So when the Christian put their cross, the sun worshipper will now put their goddess by the side. The Lord give you understanding. My God. And they call themselves universal just so that they will have peace. Now, the Lord give you more understanding. You don't know where that thing came from, right? I've called him now. And whatever you think, does it. You will not hear from my mouth. Now, be on your feet as we pray. Ooh, glory. Aren't you shocked that you go to some places and you are seeing moon and stars? You're wondering what connection has moon and stars and a woman. Now you know. The sun god is a goddess. And she's very beautiful. Lift your hands and pray in the Holy Ghost. The glory. abundance of His glory. How can I see this glory and still be in sin? How? And think ordinary.
Lord, I explore all of your possibilities. All of your possibilities, I explore them. Spirit, I can do it. You can do it. It's happening through you in the glorious name of Jesus. You are happening to your generation like no one has done yet. It will happen. It will happen. You'll live all your days full of glory and full of pleasures for His kingdom. In the name of Jesus.
I am sure you were blessed by these words of life and peace from Prophet Simon Thomas. Get transformed by the truth of God's Word by visiting and following our social media handles at Glory Carriers Ministry International, and get more messages at www.embassyofglory.com. Also, worship with us on Tuesdays by 5 p.m. and Sundays first service by 8 a.m. and second service by 10:15 a.m. at Sheraton Hotels beside Benue State House of Assembly, Mukherjee, Benue State. God bless you.